From WTIP News, this is the North Shore Weekend News Roundup. I'm Jay Anderson, and here are some of the stories we've been following this week. The Grand Marais Safe Routes to School Committee recently received a grant from the Minnesota Department of Transportation. The grant funds a two-year program to increase the safety of the school zone between ISD 166 and Great Expectations for children walking and biking to school. The committee this week announced the first step in launching the grant plan with the hiring of Grand Marais resident Jerry Hinneker as part-time coordinator to administer the program. The local Safe Routes to School application was rated number one in the entire state of Minnesota due in part to the strong partners involved in the effort and the track record of working together to improve safety in the school zone. The program outlines three major efforts over the next 2 years, including integrating the MnDOT bicycle and pedestrian safety curriculum at both school districts, organizing walk and bike to school events, and expanding the annual bicycle safety rodeo. The Minnesota Court of Appeals has upheld a lower court's dismissal of a Chamber of Commerce lawsuit that challenged the state's water quality standards for protecting wild rice stands. A three-judge panel ruled earlier this week that the Chamber's lawsuit was premature because the Minnesota Pollution Control Agency has not taken any steps to enforce the wild rice standard against the iron mining companies the business group represents. The 1973 standard, based on research conducted in the 1940s, limits discharges of sulfates into wild rice waters to 10 milligrams per liter. Wolf hunting and trapping in the Northeast Zone closed for the remainder of the late season at the end of shooting and trapping hours last Saturday. The harvest target for the Northeast Zone during the late season is 56 wolves. 52 were registered when DNR initiated season closure. The closing is the second zone closing. DNR announced that the East Central Zone closed at the end of shooting and trapping hours on December 14th. The Northwest Zone remains open through January 31st or until its target harvest is reached. Hunters and trappers in all zones have registered a total of 123 wolves so far during the late season. About 85 people braved a cold, sleety rain to attend a ribbon-cutting event at the Highway 210 Thompson Bridge last Saturday. The bridge had been closed for a six-month-long rehabilitation and flood repair project. In addition to the regularly scheduled project, a new 110-foot-long bridge was built on the west end of the existing bridge to replace an 18-foot-diameter overflow pipe that was destroyed during the June 2012 flood. In Superior, Wisconsin, increased police presence was planned around its schools because of unsubstantiated rumors regarding potential violence and threats at the schools. Police said the rumors have spread through the social networks and word of mouth, and they are related to the Connecticut shootings and the end of the Mayan calendar. Schools will have additional police patrols and uniformed officers in buildings. And in Hibbing, a 15-year-old Champlin, Minnesota boy was arrested after he showed up at Hibbing High School with a pipe and folding knife. The boy, who had hitched a ride from a man driving toward Hibbing on Wednesday morning, told the man he was on his way to the school, according to the Hibbing Police Department, and the man notified police after dropping him off just outside Hibbing. A 27-inch solid aluminum pipe and a 2.5-inch silver folding knife were found on the boy. No students or faculty were in danger, and the school didn't go into lockdown mode. Minneapolis police say a staff member brought a gun to an elementary magnet school in response to last week's Connecticut school massacre. Police say the woman had a .357 Magnum in her purse inside her locker at Seward Montessori School in Minneapolis. The woman has a permit to carry the gun, but bringing a gun to school is against Minnesota law and violates Minneapolis public schools policy. However, the Star Tribune newspaper reports there's a loophole in that law. The rule says that any adults who have a state permit to carry a gun can bring the firearm to school once they obtain written permission from a principal or other school authority. Since the Connecticut school massacre last week, some are urging a further relaxing of Minnesota's rules regarding teachers arming themselves, while others want to tighten rules banning guns at school. State Representative Tony Cornish said he plans to sponsor a bill allowing teachers to carry loaded weapons in the classroom with special training for dealing with attackers. But Brenda Casilius, the state education commissioner, said she feels very strongly that we should be keeping guns out of schools. Seven people were charged in Cloquet Wednesday with selling drugs, mostly methadone, after a four-month-long investigation culminated in their arrest Monday. The Duluth News Tribune reports it would have been eight arrests, except that one woman died of an accidental drug overdose before the investigation was complete. The seven were arrested and charged as the result of an interagency investigation into the illicit sales of prescription, liquid methadone, methadone pills, oxycodone, and heroin. Those charged ranged in age from 20 to 52. The owner of a Duluth head shop and three employees have been charged in a 54-count indictment that alleges they violated federal drug and regulatory laws. The indictment charging 55-year-old Jim Carlson and three others was unsealed this Tuesday. Carlson of Superior, Wisconsin, is owner of The Last Place on Earth in Duluth. The indictment says that from March 2010 through this September, Carlson and his employees conspired to obtain and sell items falsely labeled as incense, potpourri, and bath salts. The U.S. Attorney's Office says those items were actually synthetic drugs. A sign of the winter season passed through the Duluth Harbor on Wednesday night, the final salty of the season. The Duluth Seaway Port Authority said the Federal Sakura left with a load of Durham wheat. However, Lakers will still continue to be seen on the shipping channels for a while longer, as the Sioux shipping locks at Sault Ste. Marie don't close until the 15th of January. In November, the Port Authority said the cargo numbers remain steady for the year. Minnesota's Department of Public Safety says about 1,300 people have been arrested for driving while intoxicated so far in December. State law enforcement agencies are working overtime hours this month as part of a campaign to prevent drunken driving tragedies. That's accompanied by a statewide advertising campaign to notify Minnesotans of the added patrols. In the previous three Decembers, 28 people total were killed in crashes caused by drunk drivers. In all, over the last 5 years, 651 people were killed in such crashes. You've been listening to the North Shore Weekend News Wrap-Up. To hear more from the WTIP News team and to check out the full versions of our stories, visit us at WTIP.org. For North Shore Community Radio, I'm Jay Anderson, wishing you a great weekend.